Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. It is another weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom stations. Great company yet again every Saturday and Sunday mornings here. And another wonderful opportunity to sit down and engage in great conversation. We have two of our newest members of the Community Focus family that will share with us a new academy known as Blue Green. So not only will we get the particulars, but we'll get to welcome these two ladies who already are officially family. So ladies, welcome. See how quickly the newbie title disappears as I introduce Daybreak. Mm-hmm. And Dina Artis DeZazor. Did I get the last name right?
Yes, it's DeZazor.
DeZazor. Thank you. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to practice. Ladies, good morning and welcome. How are you both?
Good morning.
I love that. All the music. Beautiful. Beautiful laugh, beautiful smiles, and just a beautiful conversation that we're about to begin this morning. I just mentioned Blue Green. Now, what does Blue Green stand for, and how did you come up with the name for this particular academy?
Well, Renee, Blue Green, when we first started, we knew we wanted to design a school that dealt with specifics.
Right.
So Blue Green is designed as a boy and girl academy. So blue stands for boys learning under excellence, and green stands for girls receiving every educational need. We're
nice.
Specifically for boys and girls.
That is really cool. Now, you know I'm going to have you repeat that before we get to the end of our great conversation. But how cool is that? Blue Green. That is really neat. Day, anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, I will say that essentially it's two schools into one.
Okay.
So Dina will serve as the principal of Blue, mm-hmm. and I will serve as the principal of Green. So not only are we the co-founders, but we're also the principals when the school opens.
That is excellent. Now I have to ask, ladies, how did the two of you meet?
We taught together in the school district. So we were both English language arts teachers.
Wonderful.
While I taught language arts, Dina focused on the reading and the writing workshop concept.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we came up with the idea of the school, because we were really able to turn around those seventh graders and change not only their learning trajectory, but also their outlook on life. And
wow.
So even to this day, they come back to us and thank us for the work that we did with them.
Well, I certainly want to thank both of you, because I love when I can have programs like this that focus on what our educators, such as yourselves, are doing in the communities. I never feel like teachers get the true credit that teachers deserve. You ladies, and of course, gentlemen, you work very hard to teach our own children, mm-hmm. our young ones, and sometimes it just seems like the things that you do go under the radar, so to speak. Or it's usually situations in which you just feel sometimes, and this is for me personally, because I come from a family where both my grandmothers were educators, and just loved sitting down with both of them when they would sit down over their lesson plans, because it was kind of like I had a sneak peek of what they were going to be teaching to their students the next day. And not only is it such a wonderful profession, but of course we get into, and we won't get into the particulars of it, but sadly the aspect that teachers just aren't paid their worth, so to speak. And that could be a whole nother topic of discussion. But just to say thank you, I so appreciate what you do. And no question, the parents appreciate having you. Now, where did your love of education for each of you come from?
Well, my love of education actually came from my father. He worked in the school system actually as a building engineer.
Wow.
But many times, you know, when they needed substitutes or fill-ins, or they would actually call him to come into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so hence education became a part of just our lives because right. he brought his own kids mm-hmm. into that
yeah.
Aspect.
Exactly.
And then I grew up in Montessori type education mm-hmm. Where I got to explore and learn.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of been my trajectory and right. how I have learned and also how I've been an educator.
Beautiful.
So pouring that back into my students, and I think that's been the greatest impact that I've kind of placed in.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And Dave, for you.
Yes, so everyone in my family is a teacher. And even though that's something I try to escape because I've had experience in sales and marketing, a lot of my background is in sales and marketing, and so right. I tried to run away yeah. from education for a while, but it's one of those things it's in me, it's a part yeah. of me. And
exactly.
again, my mother, my father, my grandparents on both sides, yes. aunts, wow. uncles, cousins,
everybody
is in education.
That's great.
But once I got into it, I really found that this is my purpose, this yeah. is my calling, this is what I was created right. to do, to not only touch the lives of students, mm-hmm. but also teachers. And that's
yes.
why, as an administrator, I feel that I'm having the greatest impact, because
absolutely.
It's those teachers that have that firsthand, that experience, that
right.
relationship, and those relationships become individuals who are citizens who will impact the world even greater.
Absolutely.
So I just really believe that my passion for education starts in my blood.
Mm.
Honestly, it's something that I feel like I was born with.
And thank you, ladies, and to all the teachers who perhaps are listening to us here on Community Focus, because that's the one thing with teachers. It's like it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood
yes.
of
yes.
sorts. It's like you guys really support each other. You stick together and you're there for one another.
Yes.
And you're certainly there for our community. So thank you. I love that. Now to get back on track with the Blue Green Academy, why did you decide to start it in the first place? What was the reasoning?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, when Dina and I taught together, we really realized that what's happening in Winston-Salem is not what we saw in Maryland, up north in Virginia, or in Florida, where we've had teaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really wanted to bring something different to the yeah. city of Winston-Salem, having traveled the world even and seeing that there are some things missing. There are some changes that need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really trying to be the change that we want to see in the world. Really providing students with a different educational experience.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had the opportunity of visiting the Ron Clark Academy, and
wow.
that kind of sparked our interest because
right.
we realized that school does not have to look the way it's always looked.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually do things that make learning fun, and that's exactly what we plan to do.
That is really great because, of course, you definitely leave, I think, for myself and likely for anybody listening, when we get that one teacher that really lights that fire or lights that spark in
yeah.
us, that's the teacher that we will remember likely for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have the wonderful opportunity, which most of us have over the years, when we leave school and we start families of our own, and we still find out that that one teacher, or it may be multiple at the time, oh, he or she is still living. They're still,
yes.
you know, even though they're long retired and have transitioned out of the school system, teaching will never go away. You know, that stays with them for a long time. I remember, and I laugh at this every time, I get so tickled. My grandmother, now she lived to be 97. She died in 2008. But I remember one occasion we were going out to dinner, and at the restaurant, she kept staring at a lady that was sitting a few feet from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking to myself, and finally I just asked, I said, why do you keep looking at that lady? Do you know her? And she said, yes, it was my third grade teacher. Now, I'm looking at that teacher. I'm looking at my grandmother, who at that time was probably in her late 70s, early 80s. And I just had to say, boy, she looks good to be your third grade teacher. But it was just that moment where she recognized someone who taught her.
Right.
And then to be there in the moment, so yeah. to speak, when after we finished eating, we actually went over and they engaged in conversation. I was just in awe. I just sat there and it's like, wow,
yeah.
my grandmother and her third grade teacher are having conversations. But it's moments like that where you can reflect. And I'm sure the same for you ladies.
Oh, yeah.
With your students or with the parents.
It's not a day that goes by that I don't get an inbox from
Former student.
Former student.
Yeah.
I even talk you know, bi-weekly, monthly, or whatever, yes, with my fourth grade teacher.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful?
She was a one that truly, truly inspired me to be, the educator that I am. I mean,
excellent.
What she imparted into me was something actually, you know, phenomenal. And to be able to reach out to her and actually, right, communicate with her. I mean, mm-hmm, there are so many educators that have been an impact on me, but like you said, yeah, we don't get paid our worth, but there is something in when a student can reach out to you, mm-hmm, when they're in their graduate master's degree program,
exactly,
and say, hey, I'm just feeling really overwhelmed. I don't know what to do.
Right.
You always have inspired me. You know, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And that's sometimes the payment that we reap our,
right,
harvest.
Exactly. So. And it's really, you can't put a dollar sign to that, because that's something that is going to be everlasting.
Yes.
You'll take with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure for you, Day, coming from teachers in your family, oh, I can imagine all,
yeah,
the stories that you get to share.
Yeah, well, I will say one teacher that stands out to me in particular is actually, because I grew up in Winston-Salem,
okay,
and so Dina and I had the opportunity to tour the arts-based school here recently.
Yes.
And when we went there, I saw my fifth grade dance teacher, who,
wow,
was actually teaching there, so Miss Adams.
Nice.
And it just brought tears to my eyes,
yeah,
because to know that she was still teaching and that she's still,
mm-hmm,
teaching dance, and still dancing just as well as she did back,
right,
when I was in the fifth grade. But that was just a life-changing experience, just to see that, you know, she's still impacting so many people.
Absolutely.
And then to see that I'm also going into education, mm-hmm, with an arts focus.
Wow.
That we still have that connection. And she remembered me.
Yes.
You know, I was in the Nutcracker play with her at the,
wow,
Stevens Center. It was a big deal back then.
Right.
And it even brought up some of those same memories to,
absolutely,
make it a big deal now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we have really gotten off to a fantastic start. I have a lot more questions as regards the Blue Green Academy. In fact, when we come back from commercial break, I want to discuss with our listeners, our radio family, what makes Blue Green different from neighborhood public schools or other charter schools that are in the area. So that's what we'll focus on. But in the meantime, Day, Dina, welcome again to the Community Focus family. Glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Enjoying your company. Likewise for you, radio family, we will return. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll be back after this break. It is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard in our intercom stations. Great company. Thank you, radio family, for tuning in. And not just on this particular weekend, but every Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening as we get the word out and talk about good people doing some good things in our communities. That has been the case. I have really enjoyed my conversation thus far with Daybreak and Dina Artis Jezor. I'm going to work on that. I don't know why it's such a tongue. It's a beautiful name. What's the origin of it, Dina? I have to ask.
I believe it's French is something I'm really into.
Okay.
I kind of got to put a little spin on it.
And I took French in school. Obviously, I didn't pay as much attention as I should have. But it's they say that if you don't continue to practice it, sometimes you lose it. But that's okay. I'm going to work on it. In my mind, it's up here. But ladies, I thank you so much for coming back with me, Renee Vaughn, from commercial break. We've been talking about an incredible academy known as the Blue Green Academy. Originates out of Winston-Salem. And ladies, I was asking, or I had asked the question before we went to break, what makes Blue Green different from your neighborhood public schools or from other charter schools?
Well, Renee, Blue Green, because we are designed specifically to hone in on the specifics of a person.
Right.
First and foremost, Day said, we are two schools in one,
mm-hmm,
the blue school, the green school.
Right.
So we are single gendered classrooms. Okay.
Right.
So with our core classes, there will be all boys,
mm-hmm,
and all girls in our English language, English, math, and
science.
Okay.
Classes.
Very nice.
These classes are using research-based strategies and,
mm-hmm,
concepts that are built to learn how boys and girls learn. It takes away the distraction.
Right.
And it also alleviates any discomfort that the opposite sex may have that class, you know, where girls are more likely to be the talkative ones in class. This gives a chance for our boys to, you know, really show their voice in class. And then also with our girls, it gives them a chance to stand out in those math and science classes and really hone in on how they learn. Think about it. Boys, they're a little bit more rambunctious and everything of that sort. So we got to get movement and everything. Not that we won't have movement in the girls' class, but specifically with our boys to design that boy learning style, that kinetic learning style.
Absolutely. And Dina, I'm sure that's a really welcomed opportunity from the parents' perspective, that they're getting a nice balance.
Right.
Especially if they're focused on whether their own children, they may just have only a boy in the family or just only a girl. So how nice to hone in on those skills for each particular student, because every student, I'm sure, for you is unique and very special.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, why should students attend, and we're going to call it Radio Family going forward, BGA instead of Blue Green Academy, or it could be interchangeable. But why should students attend BGA instead of another middle school?
Well, the short answer for that would be because it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
A lot of times kids look at school as boring and you know, they don't want to go. But we really strive to make school learning fun every single day.
Yeah.
Ways that we plan to do that are through Kagan Cooperative Learning Strategies. So like Dina said, we're going to have our kids up and moving pretty much every 20 minutes. You're going to be up and moving and interacting and talking. So we don't believe in a silent classroom. Mm-hmm. We think that it should be, you should be learning through noise. So that movement, that music, that magic will all take place. We really also want to take our kids out of the classroom, so field experiences. Kids like to get out and learn, and we expect to give them that exposure. Also, our morning routine. So when you think about even when they get to school, it's almost like a pep rally type of meeting in the morning because we want to encourage them, praise them, motivate them at the very beginning of the day so that as they go through the day, they go with that encouragement and that motivation.
I like that because it makes me think of now that we are in the change of seasons. We've gone from summer, we're about to enter into fall, we're actually in it now. And then when we think about fall and when it starts to steadily get a little bit cooler, then it starts to get real cold.
Yeah.
You know, I know for me personally, and I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to this, just as with you ladies, sometimes when the seasons change and the weather changes, a little hard to get out of that bed to get ready to go to work or to go to school. But to know that you're going into an environment in which you know that energy is going to be there.
Yes.
I can just only imagine for your students a look on some of the kids' faces, knowing that they're getting ready to go to school and they're anticipating, what cool thing am I going to do today?
Right.
And not to even leave out the fact that when school is done for the day, all the exciting things that they get to share with mom and dad by the time they get home, they're like, you know, and they're just like ripping off everything that they're done. And you're just sitting there like, okay, slow down a little bit. Let's go back to the top. Tell me, what did you learn? And just take your time. So it's really that excitable energy that you really love to see in your kids.
And I think that that is one of the reasons why we decided to start Blue Green, because that was something, those were the things that happened with our own students, you know, because, you know, especially coming into our classes, you never knew what you were going to get.
Right.
You never knew who you were going to get.
That's true.
You may not have got Mrs. DeShazer that day.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, really, we would transform our classrooms.
Yeah.
We would have a poetry cafe. We would have a crime scene. We would expect our students to get into character.
So those
are the skills and the lessons that we'll embed throughout the whole school.
That is really amazing. Now, your motto states, we are the difference, we are the change. What does that mean, ladies?
So basically, we strive to be the difference in public education.
Mm-hmm.
And we plan to do that while implementing the change that we want to see in the world. So we really believe that not only can we turn around the perception of low-income schools, but we can also eradicate generational poverty in Winston-Salem and ultimately change the world. So a few things that make us different, like we talked about already, were those single gender classes.
Right.
We also plan to offer higher pay for our teachers, looking at that Charlotte pay scale versus the Winston-Salem pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're offering professional development for our teachers on a weekly basis.
Nice.
So it's not something that you just get once a quarter or early release days. You're constantly being developed. And also, you're a part of that professional development.
Yes.
So they will help to create those and become leaders in their profession. And we're also offering a cultural awareness course.
Wow.
So a lot of parents, advocates of the city are fighting right now for those African-American history classes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have that.
Wow,
and we are going
nice.
To show our students where they come from
right.
and how to not repeat history and to understand mm-hmm. where the world is headed and how they can make change just by understanding their history.
And ladies, you have such a well-rounded focus. I really appreciate the fact that you're not just emphasizing being a difference and making a difference in the students,
mm-hmm.
but it goes full circle with the parents, because obviously you're going to have the parents involved
yes.
in a lot of things, but you're also putting the focus too on your fellow teachers,
yes.
making sure that they're taken care of just as equally so, because our teachers are just as important as the students
mm-hmm.
are. Absolutely. I love that. Now, the next big question, of course, to ask, where are you going to be located so people can start coming to see you?
Okay, Renee, so right now we are looking for facilities. We have about three different locations
okay.
that we are looking for.
Very good.
And narrowing it down. One location is at the Golar Enrichment Center in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
It's downtown Winston-Salem, right off of Patterson Avenue.
Okay.
Really looking into that. Another one is 3800 Liberty Street, which is right in East Winston,
right
across from the Smith Reynolds Airport.
Yes.
And okay. then the other one, it's also in the East Winston area, a community building by the St. Benedict Church, the Moore. So those are the three locations that we are mm-hmm. looking into and looking to really lock in
right.
by the end of this year.
Okay.
And
very
making
good.
Sure by the time we start enrollment,
yes.
Which will be in December, we'll start having enrollment for our kids and also recruiting for teachers.
Wonderful.
But we are really, really focused on getting our facilities.
Right.
So these are our three locations, but we will be in Winston. And just
very
so
good.
You know,
yes.
We want to make sure this is another difference. I mean, you know, because most charter schools start and they only have where it's, you know, you have to get your kid there. Well, we're going to be providing transportation.
Wonderful.
So whatever location we're going to be at,
yes.
we will be providing transportation yeah. to and from, because we don't want any kid to go without a all-star,
absolutely.
World-star education because they can't get there. We want to make sure that we're getting there.
That is excellent. So Dina and Day, as we are getting closer to the end of the year, which by the looks of things, we gonna be there really quick
right.
because these months are ticking by so
yeah.
quickly. But that says to me, we're gonna have another post show. So ladies, you know, on this program, and even though we are still several minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, I generally like to share that there are no goodbyes on this program. So
wow.
as those months do get closer to that date and you get that location locked down, I would love to have you back.
Absolutely.
On the show,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you
I
know
will.
You family now.
Right. I do want to add
sure.
one location. We're having conversations with Great Commission Community Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure that we highlight that we are still having those conversations and
mm-hmm.
looking into that facility as well. So really being in the East Winston area.
Area, right.
But we are still open to facility options.
Yes.
So if anyone has any, you can contact
us
and give us that feedback.
Let's do that. Do you have a contact number you mind sharing with us?
Yeah, so you can reach the school directly at 336-497-1243.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We can
good.
Also be emailed at info@bluegreenacademy.org.
Okay. Let me make sure. Now, do you spell the whole word out? Bluegreenacademy.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will make sure to make a note of that. And we'll share that information, Radio Family, as we get closer to the end of our conversation. Let me ask you this question. How can students and teachers apply to your school?
So that would happen directly through our website.
Okay.
You can complete an interest application for student enrollment. Mm-hmm. Also, teachers can complete the career opportunities form.
Okay.
On the website, there's a tab for career opportunities. They would just complete the form.
Excellent.
And submit that through the website.
Excellent. Now, what is the age range as far as your students goes?
Great question. We're starting with 5th and 6th grade.
Okay.
And then we'll add a grade level each year.
Very
so that
nice.
Will be a 5th through 8th grade middle school.
Okay, fantastic. Now, when does Blue Green Academy open officially? And we're still looking to get the particular date, correct?
No, we actually have our opening date.
Oh,
our
excellent.
Opening date is August 19th, 2019.
Okay. Let me write that down so that we can repeat that information as well. Yeah, like I said, 2019 will be here, before,
here.
Be here before we know it. Now, the next question, how can others, especially from members of our community-focused family, listening to us right now here on the weekend edition of this public affairs program, support or even donate to the school?
Yes. So also on our website, we have a support us tab.
Mm-hmm.
And on that tab, it gives you the various options, but I'll go ahead and mention them.
Sure.
We do have a Cash App, and the tag is BGA2019.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a PayPal, so you could send that directly to Blue Green Academy. We invite anyone to connect with us on Facebook.
Yes.
Because there you'll find our GoFundMe link.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a link there. And we're also in the process of planning a capital campaign. So more information will be coming out about that, how you can directly support our teachers as well as our professional development opportunities.
Excellent. And Dave, that's a really great transition to asking sort of an aside question,
mm-hmm.
If you will. The importance of, speaking of our teachers, how much is there still, if any, a direct link or communication as far as for current teachers being able to stay in contact with teachers who are retired, but still have an interest in being involved within the community itself, or especially within the teaching profession? How often do you get to hear, if any, from retired educators?
I believe that, you know, whatever relationships that you have built with
right.
The teachers while mm-hmm. they were there,
mm-hmm.
those relationships are still connected.
Right.
There are many colleagues that have retired
yeah.
and that I still keep in contact with.
Fantastic.
You know, I still reach out to.
Yeah.
We've both reached out to some if we've had some questions
mm-hmm.
And they've advised us on a couple of things. Right. So I just think that in that sense, in that relationship, and a lot of retired teachers just come back because they actually really want to help. They volunteer,
exactly.
they substitute,
right.
and things of that sort, because really, like, you know, they said teaching is in their blood, and
mm-hmm.
I think once you get
mm-hmm.
a part of it, you really yeah. can't let it go.
True.
So in some retrospect, you're going to teach, whether it be you come back into the school and volunteer or help out,
right.
substitute, or you start a tutoring program or something
right.
of that sort. So, I mean, and all in all, like you said, it's a sister and a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
So staying connected and
right.
basically, I would say, pouring into
right.
to one another.
Absolutely. Now, with that said, come when you have the official date of August 19, 2019, will you be looking for those retired
yes.
teachers to volunteer and come spend their time with
oh,
you?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
One of our board members, Myra A.E., she's
mm-hmm.
on our board. She's a retired teacher.
Okay,
so,
wonderful.
You know, she has her connection.
Yes.
And we're definitely tapping into that network.
Yes.
But we're also not only retired teachers, but we're also welcoming people who have never taught before.
Wow.
Right? So if you're
nice.
In a different profession and you're trying
yeah.
to change your career path, we
exactly.
welcome you.
Right.
If
that's
you're a
beautiful.
First-year teacher.
Right.
We welcome you because
yeah.
we are really going to work to develop you into
absolutely.
The teachers that kids want. You know, those
very
cooperative
true.
Learning, those hands-on, project-based, those kind
right.
of teachers who really have a full toolbox that they can pull from at any
that's
time.
Fantastic. But you know, that makes me think of, too, getting back to the fact that with Blue Green, you're focusing on the boys, you're focusing on the girls. I'm sure this is one thing that has, to some degree, come across your minds,
mm-hmm.
is that when we focus on our young males,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it really likely is such a vital importance to encourage men in general to get into the teaching profession,
mm-hmm.
particularly men of color.
Yes.
Yes.
Because when we think about it, in a lot of our schools, a lot of our young boys, especially a lot of our young boys of color, don't see their teachers who are a representation of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is definitely going to be something where we go into looking at, especially for our boys. I mean, you know, for our girls, too, because they need that model and that representation. We are going to flood our boys with mentors, with people that they can look up to, people that they can pull from. When we talk about our motto, and it's all in our mission, we are the difference. So we are going to show them that there is a different way. And I've always said, you know, just being an educator, you know, they learn so much from all outside sources. But there's always room for a different perspective. And so I want to be able to give our boys that different perspective, that light that shows them that there are different professions out there that they never really even thought about. And also just how to become great young men.
And I love that, Dina, because it's also saying to them, too, that this is something I could one day do. And that they have that, that role model before them to encourage them. And then once they become that teacher, they can be encouraging the next up-and-coming generation. Beautiful. Now, when is your next event for the community? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have an open house type event from 10 to 12 on Saturday, November the 17th. It'll be at Tart Sweets Bakery, which is on West 5th Street. And so the idea here is that our board will be there. You can come talk to the board, ask questions, learn more about the school, get updates, because by then we'll have more updates regarding our facility as well as our food and beverage, because we are currently taking bids for that as well. And just an opportunity to talk with each other, learn more about the school. We invite students to come out and learn more about the school to also gain their interest.
Very, very good. And the location, again, say that for me one more time, Dad.
That's Tart Sweets Bakery. It's at 848 West 5th Street in Winston-Salem.
So, radio family, you know the date, you know the location. Please go out and support. I love what you just mentioned earlier for individuals that may be at that crossroads of a career change and are looking to get into teaching. That would be an excellent opportunity to be out at this particular event.
We want to encourage even teachers that want to learn more about our school. And those individuals. Again, I can't say it enough. We are the difference. We are the change. We want to bring in those people that not necessarily were teachers, because we want them to bring in what they've learned from the world into the classroom.
Excellent opportunity. Ladies, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I could be here with you all day. I just really appreciate what both of you are doing with the Blue Green Academy.
Thank you.
And
so
you're
much.
So welcome. And of course, to all of our wonderful teachers listening, thank you for what you do. I've got a couple of minutes. Is there anything that I didn't go over that you would like to add? I'm going to open up the floor, so to speak, for any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to share.
Well, I just want to encourage all of our listeners to check out our website. There's a lot of information there. And go ahead and subscribe to our website so that you'll be getting our email updates as we start to send out some videos to just inform you and give you more information about the school. So, again, visit our website, subscribe to the website at bluegreenacademy.org.
And Dina, my dear.
Just want to encourage people to understand that, you know, we're coming into the community as a community partner. And that we're not coming to take over and everything of that sort. And I think that's the stigma that is put on charter schools. We saw a need and, you know, we want to be a part of creating a gap. I mean, not a gap, but closing that gap for that need. You know, we are always looking for community partners to help us in our feet and helping us with our scholars and our adult scholars. If you are a business owner and things of that sort, you know, community leader, please reach out to us. Blue Green Academy, we are always looking for those people in the community. We want to be a community school. We want our kids out in the community, and we want our community a part of our school.
Excellent. And again, can we share that number in 336?
Yes.
497-1243.
Yes.
And that's how, radio family, you can get in contact with the Blue Green Academy as well. Well, the newest members of our Community Focused Family are official.
Yes.
Ladies, you on board. So again, indeed, this is where, right around that time, I emphasize there are never any goodbyes, just until next time. And I'm looking forward to that next time, especially yes. as we focus on when the Academy will officially open, and definitely when you get the location locked down. So we'll stay in contact,
yes,
and we hopefully will make that next time happen for sure. Well, Daybreak, Dina Artis, I'm getting stuck.
D-Shazor.
D-Shazor. I need to go back and study my French. I'm going to have it on point next time, my dear. I promise. Thank you for being such a wonderful
sport.
Thank
you so much,
Ray.
You're
so welcome. Thank you, ladies. Family, it is always a wonderful opportunity to have conversations like this, and I so appreciate Day and Dina for what they're doing. Likewise for yourself. The good things that you're doing, please keep up the good work. And by all means, until that next time, we will get together again to talk about the wonderful things that are taking place in our communities. Until that next time, thank you for being a part of this weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.